Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Oh, here he goes. CeeLo, a lot of off-air hiccuping as he's been dealing with that all morning. Yeah,
I'm accruing a list. A list of potential remedies and also.
Did you do the fork thing in the teeth?
No, I did not. I was waiting for Izzo, but I've got a list of things.
Look at Izzo, just come in and do it.
Suggesting I try, and also what they think it could be, including someone telling me it
could be a sign of a possible heart attack. So
no,
they said a prolonged hiccups. They said my mother had a heart attack and didn't know it. So
yeah, but his mother was probably very, very old.
I mean, yeah, I didn't want to say that, but...
You're not. I mean, you're 38, something like that?
39, yeah.
39, if you had a heart attack...
That would be pretty embarrassing.
It would be,
yeah.
Yes.
Pretty embarrassing.
It would.
What happens?
Heart attack before 40? Come on.
It would be.
I was just sitting at work Tuesday doing nothing, and all of a sudden, heart attack.
Right, and the fact that you'd be hiccuping your way to a heart attack is extra embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like some sort of, like... thing like you helped save somebody,
right? Nothing then, strenuous.
I will not mock you. Don't worry.
But if you hiccup up your way to a heart attack,
have a heart attack and die.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thank Eddie. Don't thank me,
dude. I love when they play. Anytime they play these, it just cracks me up. The ones about divorce yesterday again, just tremendous. All right. Oh, yeah. It's fun.
You're really struggling this out.
I don't know. That's what I mean. It's random, though. It's not like I just was out in the newsroom.
That's the weird
stuff in my face with food.
That's the weird. This is the weirdest hiccup situation I've ever come across.
And Izzo gave me a Tums, which I took one not long ago, and it's actually making it worse.
I'm laughing, but I honestly feel for you because
I feel for the listeners. It's got to be annoying to listen to. No one wants to hear that.
I think they're probably laughing at it.
Maybe
more
for
than anything.
A second, but
no, I've had hour long hiccup episodes, and it like starts to hurt, man. Like
yeah,
after
it doesn't
a while.
Feel great. I texted my wife. I was like, because she woke up short time ago, and I said, "Did I dream that I was hiccuping and woke us both up, or did that actually happen?" And she goes, "I think it must have happened because I vaguely remember that now that you mention it." So it woke me out of a dead sleep before my alarm went off at 2 a.m. So not great. Not great. Going to have to look into this and get to the bottom of it. All right. Since I'm hiccuping, first I'll tell you we're brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody.
Nobody.
And thank you to Max from CBS Sports Network, who, as I was talking about this morning, reached out with this. I had forgotten this. Do you remember the Bo Jackson story from a couple years ago? That he had a long bout with hiccups himself.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So to the point where he had to undergo some sort of procedure because he'd been dealing with it for a while. So this was McElroy and Kubelik in the morning. I don't know, WJOX FM, whatever. They're talking
Cole
about
Kubelik.
Okay. So they're talking about Auburn, and he was on, and they asked about seeing fellow Auburn legend Frank Thomas's statue dedication, and he wasn't there, and he reviewed. At the time, revealed why.
I wasn't there because of dealing with hiccups. I've had the hiccups since last July, and I'm getting the medical procedure done the end of this week, I think, to try to remedy it. But I'm busy at the hospital sitting up with doctors poking me and shining lights down my throat and you probing me every way they can to find out why I got these hiccups.
All right, so maybe that's what I have to look forward to.
Wow.
And then the guys there on the show followed up, like, you know, what's going on here?
Have we figured it out?
Hell no. I have done everything. Scare me, drink water upside down, smell the ass of a porcupine. It doesn't work.
So, yeah, I haven't smelled the ass of a porcupine yet, but, you know, maybe we'll try that out as well.
But then he didn't hiccup at all during this interview, it doesn't sound
like. Yeah, well,
maybe it's like him where it comes and goes, but it's never gone.
Full hour, I was fine, and now this hour, it's every 10 seconds.
Yeah, which that concerns me.
It does,
actually.
I agree.
No, I gotta be concerning? Honest with you. Because none of my hiccup episodes, sometimes they last for a long time, but they just keep going and going, and it's at the same, like, you know, every 6 seconds or whatever,
right,
it was, because the diaphragm was just out of whack.
Mm-hmm.
But this, the fact that they go away and they come back like that, that's not great.
Yeah, well, like I said, it's just days now, so he was dealing it for
days
like,
now.
For
I thought it was yesterday.
No, he said Tuesday.
Oh, so crap!
It's not 48 hours yet, but it's coming up on it.
Wow,
golly, man!
Someone sent me apparently Guinness Book of World Records. Where is it? 68 years, I think, is the record. So
yeah, I mean,
68 years.
Hopefully, I can avoid that.
See, I start freaking out when I have like. Because, like, if I had 6 hours of hiccups, I start looking that stuff up, too. And that's just, like, a couple hours, and I'm like, I can't live like this.
Charles Osborne, who hiccuped for 68 years from 1922 to 1990. And I responded by saying, I don't think I've got 68 years left, so I think that record is safe.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I always 100, not 62 years. Yeah, good.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max 1 offer per account.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Jim's in Great Neck. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I've got a solution for 100% of the time it works.
100%. All right, lay it on me, Jim. Let's go.
Okay, you drink water from a cup using a straw, and you block your nose and your ears from air flowing through it.
Block your nose and your... How do you go about blocking
your
ears?
Well, you have
ears?
The earplugs.
Oh, okay.
No. You have the straw in your mouth. And you take your right hand and block your nose and your with your index finger and your thumb on your ear and do the same on the left-hand side and you drink an entire cup of water.
Jim, how many hands you got? How many hands you got here?
Vishnu?
Well, two. For the right side and for the left side. It works 100% of the
all
time.
Right, so maybe... Ears with the thumbs, and then...
You could also restrict airflow through your nose.
No, but I got it. I got the thumbs on both ears, and then I'm not pressing because I don't want to mess up Allie's makeup job here. But then you would hit the nostrils with the two index fingers, and then drink out of the straw.
Now, okay. Can we find a straw?
Yeah, that's a great question.
In this place, there's no straws in this place.
I would doubt it.
Guaranteed no straws.
Or something and get one.
Might be.
Mm.
In one of the draws,
yes,
there could be from a food delivery. That is very possible.
All right, we'll effort that.
All right.
I like that one, but no offense to the lady that called up earlier about the spoon in between the teeth.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Eric in Connecticut. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, guys. I'm just giving some info. I'm 34 years old, and I had the hiccups for 14 days about 6 months ago. I've tried all these Fugazi things these people are talking about, and nothing worked.
Yeah.
I ended up in the hospital twice, and they gave me a shot of Thorazine. which is a 70% chance of fixing it. It's actually an antipsychotic medicine.
Oh, boy.
What?
And it didn't. It actually didn't fix it. Yeah, Google it. It's, but did it's they like give one it, of the only things.
But did they give it to you because it also helps with hiccups, or they think that you were making it up in your head that you couldn't get rid of the hiccups?
No, they give it to you because essentially it makes you a vegetable. So apparently they give you this medicine.
Oh, my God.
They give you this medicine before going into procedures and stuff to calm you down. So the first time I went to the hospital, they actually didn't want to give it to me because it's so extreme. So they said, hey, come back in like 5 days if you still have the hiccups. So they discharged me. 5 days later, I go back, and that doctor actually gave it to me.
And that didn't work either?
No.
So when did it just went away on its own?
No, they gave me, because I did have some acid reflux stuff, they gave me a high dose of Nexium, and in 4 days, they went away after that. But I tried the Thorazine, thinking, well, this is gung-ho, this is going to work, didn't work.
Wow, so you're sitting there, you can't even move your other extremities, and you're just hiccuping. That sounds great.
Yeah, pretty much.
God, well, I'm glad it went away for you now, Eric, but That's a little concerning hearing all that.
Yeah.
Antipsychotic. I can tell you that.
That's just a normal guy, man.
There was nothing I was worried about. I was chilling at Tuesday doing my job. You know? Nope. Feet up. Not a strenuous day at all. So I have no idea what this is all about.
Well, it sounds like a reflux situation.
Yeah,
maybe.
Well, that's what I said to Al this morning. Yeah. I don't know.
I am now, I mean, they'll go away, but like the pain you're going to have to endure with them going away seems like a lot worse than I expected. Like, it may be days, and you may have to see real doctors.
Yeah, that's annoying. I don't want to have to do that.
Barry in West Orange. Okay. What's going on, Barry?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey. You know, what's happening is your diaphragm is in spasm. I get this all the time where they're just around, and you're just going to have to pull the trigger. Take two fingers, stick it down your throat, and reverse motion. You might throw up, you might not, but just reversing the motion of your diaphragm, they will go away. Guaranteed. The rest of this fugazi stuff, Thorazine, they're out of your mind. Thorazine, just stick your fingers down your throat. It's over. Go to the bathroom. You'll be fine in 10 minutes.
There you go.
Trust me.
I love how everybody calls everybody else's idea fugazi.
Yeah, right.
He wants you to vomit.
100% of work. This guy's like, nah, fugazi, 10 minutes, throw fingers down the throat, you'll be fine.
Yeah,
no problem. What is the reverse? What does that mean, though?
All right, because the diaphragm, you know, uses like the food to go down and all that stuff. And if you reverse it, food comes up. So it's just, if it's out of whack.
You got to trigger the gag reflex is what he's saying.
He's basically like, you know, when the TV's not working, you know, unplug it and plug it back in. That's what he's trying to do with your diaphragm.
Use that all the time. My wife, the fire stick's not working for me again. All right, well, we're just going to reset it.
Wow.
It'll be fine.
Yep.
And now you've stopped hiccuping.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, that's the other part about this. It's so wild is the fact that it stops. Right. And then you think you're good.
It's kind of like Tyrese Halliburton and his voice coming and going.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, that is very strange.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean. Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.